Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Last week, the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, or SEPTA, canceled its $185 million contract to buy passenger rail cars from the Chinese locomotive manufacturer CRRC. The railway cars were expected by last year, and to date, SEPTA hasn't received a single one. Now, listeners, you might remember that CRRC is the very same company that the MBTA just paid an additional $148 million in hopes of pushing the manufacturer to complete its order for desperately needed T cars, which is also years behind schedule. So, to talk about these two very different approaches to a similar problem, we're bringing in not one, but two transportation reporters. That's right. The first, Tom Fitzgerald, transportation reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Tom, how you doing?
Good, Daryl. How are you?
I'm good, good. Good to be talking to you again. It's been a long time, you know?
It has. Too long. Same here.
And we also have common regular, Taylor Dolvin, transportation reporter for the Boston Globe. How you doing, Taylor?
Great. Good to be here, Daryl.
Yes, you know, always good to have you, Taylor. Always. We're going to start with you, Tom. I want to ask you to tell us more about why SEPTA decided to walk away from this contract.
There were several factors that led them to walk away. For one thing, MBTA, Boston system, is much farther down the road and has a dire need for the T cars to be replaced, as I understand it from Taylor's reporting. Mm-hmm. And SEPTA had only ordered 45 cars. They were double-decker cars for the regional rail. They were also mindful of Boston's experience, and they didn't want to get further along and have some of the problems that MBTA has had. And they also, you know, wanted to cut their losses. They spent $50 million so far, and this will save them $130 million that they don't have to pay CRRC, and they can reallocate that money to eventually a different manufacturer that they'll have to now choose.
What is SEPTA's need for these trains? Because these trains are not for city transit. They were for SEPTA's commuter rail system, the regional rail.
Yeah, these were double-decker passenger coaches for the regional rail. They were ordered in 2017, but post-pandemic, regional rail hasn't been doing that well. It hasn't recovered as much as the city transit services.
Mm-hmm.
Also, right now, anyway, the demand isn't there among passengers unless they can increase service frequency.
So basically, they wouldn't even need these trains, even if CRRC delivered.
Yeah, they could do without. I mean, sure, they'd put them in service, but I think that's an underlying factor as well.
Do you know if SEPTA is thinking about filing a lawsuit or anything?
They say they are. I haven't seen a filing as yet. There may have been one in the last couple of days, but they want to go to court and try to recover what they've spent so far.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably hard to do, is my understanding from, like, informally talking to lawyers. But the $130 million, they say, is free and clear based on, you know, the way the contract mm-hmm. is structured.
Now, the MBTA here in Massachusetts took a very different approach to their situation with CRRC. They gave them more money to get them to deliver on the more than 400 cars that CRRC promised to the T. As of this month, they've received around 130. What is your impression of that decision?
I find it hard to understand, but my impression is they were deep into it. They need these cars more desperately. With such a large order outstanding, it would be really hard for them to change course and go with somebody else. Also, it's CRRC has its U.S. subsidiary in Massachusetts, so I imagine that politically it doesn't hurt that it's a sizable employer in the state, or, you know.
Mm.
Except I know from Taylor's stories that unless they've changed this, they hadn't hired enough people and had staffing not robust enough for the project.
Hmm. Understood. So if you cancel the contract, that means you're essentially canceling jobs along with it, right?
Yeah, you're canceling people's jobs. MBTA and CRRC are married in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
more so than, you know, SEPTA said, yeah, we can break up.
Hmm. Okay, Tom, thank you for that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Taylor, I want to talk to you about how this all relates to us here in the Boston area with the MBTA. So we'll be right back.
A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmanning, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, The Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Scene. Listen and follow Last Scene wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with Boston Globe transportation reporter Taylor Dolan. All right, so Taylor, you were just listening in on Tom explain the situation between SEPTA and CRRC. And, you know, I asked him, you know, what his impression was about the MBTA's decision to stick with CRRC through their contract and also give them an additional amount of money, $148 million. Did Tom's response to that question resonate with you?
Yeah, definitely. These are basically opposite approaches that we're seeing from SEPTA. SEPTA is basically getting a divorce from the company, and the MBTA is basically reinvesting in this deal it has with CRRC. So I think, you know, it's really, really notable and interesting, and I think represents a pretty big gamble for the MBTA on whether they're going to be able to hold the company accountable to get all of the cars that they ordered at this point 4 years late.
I guess we shouldn't forget that the money that the MBTA is giving CRRC are taxpayer dollars, right? Just how much should residents be concerned about this arrangement after seeing SEPTA take a step back from their contract?
I think it's normal to be concerned as a taxpayer. The MBTA is basically, you know, rewarding a company that has failed to deliver on this order for years with more money in hopes that the MBTA will be able to get these trains eventually. But I think, you know, it is really risky. And I think there are a lot of riders who would prefer the MBTA maybe not have given this deal to CRRC to begin with. It's a really messy and difficult situation. And the T says basically this is the only way to hold the company accountable and hopefully get these cars eventually.
Is there a reason to think that the broken SEPTA contract could impact whether or not the MBTA order gets completed by the extended date they agreed on?
I think it's definitely fair to ask that question. We'll kind of have to wait and see. CRRC insists that the red and orange line car deal with the MBTA is their top priority. But we have to remember that this was supposed to be the first deal of many, many deals that the company hoped to do with transit agencies across the U.S., and those deals have all dried up. We even have SEPTA, you know, trying to get out of an existing deal. But because of requirements or sort of penalties put in on Chinese companies operating in the U.S., CRRC isn't able to pursue any future business here. And so their kind of business model in originally trying to kind of underbid these contracts in hopes that they'd have more business down the road has kind of fallen apart. And so while they insist that they're making this a top priority, you have to wonder, as they see their existing business disintegrate in the U.S., what kind of impact that's going to have on them actually getting these deals done.
Mm-hmm. What other questions do you have about this situation at this point?
I'm just really curious about SEPTA's approach and how the transit agency is going to go about getting out of this contract. It's something that a lot of people in Massachusetts have been calling for the MBTA to do for a long time, as the CRRC cars have been so delayed. I'm really interested to see how it will play out. Is CRRC going to end up reimbursing SEPTA for the expenses on these cars it's incurred so far? And where will SEPTA go for its next big regional rail car order? Which company will it choose to get this deal done?
Taylor, thank you so much for that. Tom, thank you for coming through. I really appreciate you both for taking the time to talk to us and, you know, just help us get a better understanding of this situation. So we really appreciate it.
My pleasure to be here.
Good to be here. Thanks, Daryl.
That's Boston Globe transportation reporter Taylor Dolvin and transportation reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Tom Fitzgerald. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you like what you're hearing, please go to wherever you listen to podcasts, especially Apple or Spotify. Rate and review us. Let us know how you're liking the show. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.